Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners in this country and throughout the world to this amazing show. And it's also a great pleasure to welcome back four exciting, talented, and skillful players of the game. We welcome back the wonderful, outrageous wit of Graham Norton, the charming wit of Linda Smith, the exuberant wit of Tony Hawks, and the clever wit of Clement Freud. And will you welcome all four of them? And as usual, I am going to ask them to speak on a subject that I will give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who is going to keep the score for me and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the beautiful Theatre Royal in the centre of Nottingham, one of those great Matcham theatres. And the people of Nottingham are proud of their theatre, and they're proud that they're in this audience here. Ready to cheer us on our way, so let's get moving rapidly with Clement Freud. Clement, the subject on the card in front of me is stuffing a chicken. After the words I've just used about this elegant theatre, to come down to stuffing a chicken is a bit low. But anyway, that's the subject, Clement. 60 seconds as usual. Start now.
I've always considered stuffing a chicken to be an ignominious pastime, pushing bits of bread and herb and spice, salt and parsley, egg, beer, wine, into the cavities of a chicken has got to be one of the less exciting things that you can do in a kitchen.
Yes, he thought about it and absolutely came to a halt. So, Linda Smith, you challenged.
I challenged, yes, the old hesitation there.
Hesitation, yes, it's a correct challenge. So, Linda, you get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 38 seconds available. It is stuffing a chicken, starting now.
When stuffing a chicken, the most...
Graham Norton, you've got
to... I was just preventing a swear word.
Thank you, Graham. You saved me from myself there.
Right. Hesitation. Graham, you have a point for a correct challenge. You have stuffing a chicken, and you have 35 seconds, Graham, on stuffing a chicken, starting now.
Stuffing a live chicken into a black plastic bag is considered a good night out in Loughborough. Gather on street corners with their fowl going, "Ooh, look, I've got ready ties in my sack." And people ooh and ah as the flapping chicken.
Tony Hawk's challenge.
There was, interestingly, a repetition of ooh, because they said, "Ooh, look what I've got in my sack," and then ooh, ah, later, you see.
They're pretty sharp, aren't they? So, Tony Hawks, you have a correct challenge, and you have a point for that, of course, and there are 14 seconds left, and you will take over the subject now of stuffing a chicken, starting now.
If you are going to stuff a chicken, always get the permission of the chicken's parents first. Otherwise, they could just get very upset indeed with you and start pecking around. I've never actually stuffed a chicken myself, but I have caught...
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Tony Hawks, and at the end of that round, he is naturally in the lead. Linda Smith, will you take the next round? The subject is contact lenses. Tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now.
Contact lenses. Speaking as a very short-sighted person whose glasses prescription is very similar to that of the Hubble telescope, I love contact lenses. They've made my life so special. It now means I can walk around without two cut glass ashtrays clamped to the front of my face, drawing very unfavourable comparisons.
Clement Freud challenge.
The third berry.
Yes, too much berry, yes.
Kind after two.
That was an interesting one because it went from disapproval to grudging appreciation.
No, I think there are partisan groups in the audience, actually. I mean, one lot suddenly booed the challenge and the other one cheered it, so it's a... I mean, it's good to have feeling, isn't it, as long as... it was a correct challenge because you did repeat very... Clement, you have the subject of contact lenses, 39 seconds, starting now.
My eyesight is pretty good, sort of 2019. I couldn't repeat the first number again, but so I have never had contact lenses. On the other hand, I did once open up a chicken which had been stuffed and found a contact lens within it. Not just liver and kidney, lights and throat, tongues and eyes, but a contact lenses in the chicken. I've said chicken again.
It's only a short challenge.
Well, I think he's kind of with deviation because he couldn't repeat contact lens, realizing that that wasn't the subject. So he said a contact lenses, which doesn't make
sense, did it?
No.
Right, and he repeated chicken as well, but that doesn't matter. A correct challenge, Tony Hawk. 7 seconds. You tell us something about contact lenses starting now.
It's very difficult to find a buyer for contact lenses if you try and sell them separately, which is what I did a few months ago.
So Tony Hawks was again speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and he has increased his lead at the end of the round. In fact, the other three are equal in second place. And Graham Norton, it's your turn to begin. And the subject here is socks. Can you tell us something about socks, starting now?
Socks is famously the name of Bill Clinton's cat. And I'm reliably informed it's the only pussy in the White House that Hillary doesn't mind Bill stroking. There we leave, just a minute. Socks! It's not my fault, I'm angry!
I think that's the first time someone's brought the show to a complete halt, actually. But Clement Freud, you pressed your buzzer and challenged.
I thought there was a hesitation.
And well might he hesitate after what he said. Clement, there was a hesitation. About a 20-second hesitation. But that was for the audience, but it was worth it, wasn't it? Clement, you tell us something about socks in 25 seconds, starting now.
A number of American baseball teams call themselves the White Sox or the Red Sox, and should you go to watch them, you'll be hugely disappointed because they also wear boots and pants and shirts. And those who think they're in for an interesting pornographic evening are hugely disappointed. You have 26, maybe more.
Clement Freud, speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. He's now in second place, 1 point behind Tony Hawks. And Tony, it's your turn to begin. The subject, to have your cake and eat it. And that is the subject in this game, 60 seconds, starting now.
I used to think To Have Your Cake and Eat It Too was the sequel to the film To Have Your Cake and Eat It. But it isn't, in fact. It's this expression, to have your cake and eat it. And what is so unreasonable about that? Cake is nice. You eat cake. Is it so strange?
Linda challenged.
Oh, actually, no. Didn't mean to.
Well, either you've got to say
Sorry,
something.
I was miles away. Well, I don't know. Just a stab in the dark. Hesitation. No. Deviation? No.
I don't think. He was almost hesitating. I think that's where you probably anticipated hesitation. Didn't happen. So, Tony, an incorrect challenge. Another point to you. 39 seconds. To have your cake and eat it, starting now.
I suppose it's another way of saying that you can't have everything in this world, that you need a little balance. And hell, that's true of me. You can't have my looks and still be good at the game just a minute. You'll see in a minute I'll hesitate or deep.
Linda, challenge.
Repetition of minute?
Yes.
Well, I rest my case.
So Linda got in. Another point to her. She has 24 seconds.
That must have been a psychic challenge that I did before.
Why?
Well, because then, you know, I anticipated that he was going
and
to
do hesitate,
that.
Yes.
I frighten myself sometimes.
Well, not just you.
You have your... Linda, to have your cake and eat it, and there are 24 seconds starting now.
To have your cake and eat it is probably illegal. It sounds very, very...
Oh, it's so easily done. Very, very. Clement, you were the first in. 11 seconds to have your cake and eat it, starting now.
This is a confectioner's nightmare, but to have your chicken and eat it is something which I would recommend to everyone, quite particularly if it is stuffed. Get...
Clement Freud gained that extra point. Speaking as a whistle went, another point is moved forward. He's now equal with Tony Hawkes at the end of the round, and Linda Smith and Graham Norton are equal in second place. Clement, it's your turn to begin. The subject is toupees. You have 60... He's taken it in very good part. I think you should explain why, Clement, because we do have listeners who can't see you. in fact... None of our listeners can see us.
That's right.
It's amazing the things that strike you suddenly. With... Oh, this is the joy of just a minute. Right. Clement, toupee, 60 seconds, starting now.
I went recently to a dinner party in Soho and was seated opposite a man who was wearing a toupee. And there's something hugely embarrassing to a toupee wearer confronted with a man who is bald, such as me. I have... little hair. I don't want to say that I have lost any hairs because...
Tony, why did
you...
No,
he got me. I thought he was going to repeat hair, but he said hairs a second time. So.
Well done, Tony, but... all that happens is Clement was interrupted, so he gets a point for that and keeps the subject. And 40 seconds still available on toupees, starting now.
I know where everyone has gone. It's the sort of philological euphemism which I dislike.
Have you challenged?
He's obviously drifted into a reverie.
He came out with
he has known.
I think he was... He appeared to me to be stunned by his own profound statement. Graham, a correct challenge. 33 seconds, toupees, starting now.
If you lose your hair, I don't know why you would choose to wear a toupee. Because it just makes you a figure of fun. People point and laugh and go, look, there's someone with a bit of old car seat cover on their head. It's fooling no one. I appeal to the nation now. Take them off. They're just stupid. They're just pointless. Where am I now?
Clement, you challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, there was hesitation, right. And there are 8 seconds. You have the subject of toupees back again, starting now.
I very much agree with everything that Graham Norton has said and congratulate him on winning a BAFTA award. Sadly, on the day that...
And Clement Freud with more points in the round, as well as one for speaking as a wizard went, has moved forward. He's taken the lead ahead of Tony Hawkes. Then come Graham Norton and Linda Smith, equal following. Linda, it is your turn to begin. The subject, I don't know why they thought of this, but we are in Nottingham, Robin Hood. Just a minute. You have to talk on Robin Hood, Linda, starting now.
Robin Hood. I love Robin Hood, especially the song. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. He called the finest archers to a tavern on the green. He vowed them to the service of the king. He handled all the trouble on the English country scene and still found plenty of time to sing.
Right. Tony,
don't you just love him?
Tony Hawkes, you challenged before she
I'm afraid
there.
We did too many of the lyrics. We'll have to pay the songwriter, other royalty. So we're in contravention of performing rights rules. I only feel that as a lawyer,
yes,
it's my
what
responsibility.
What about, just a minute, repetition, hesitation, or deviation?
All of those, yes. Deviation.
Why?
Deviation from following the law of this wonderful land of ours. You can't. You see, you have to pay the... I'll shut up.
Actually, I don't think you've made your case. She had either did commit...
She did deviate, though.
Why?
Well, it must be some sort of deviation to remember all of that bloody annoying song. And you do think, thanks a lot, Linda. Now we all know it again. Yeah. We've forgotten it.
So, Tony, you didn't make your point very clearly, though.
Yeah,
she
but Graham made it very well for me.
No, he gets a bonus point because the audience loved what he said. But but Linda kept going. I mean, nobody had... I mean, normally we don't repeat the subject on the car quite as often as that, but you got away with it magnificently, Linda, so carry on. And you have 31 seconds, Robin Hood, starting now.
Robin Hood was the first outlaw to popularise the use of tights, but on his legs rather than over his face, as is the now more popular use of this...
Graham, challenge.
Was there two populars?
Yes, and two use, right. So... God, this
it's
one
like
is
you're
again...
watching chess, isn't it?
Very good, ma'am. Very good. Uh, 22
seconds are available for you, Graham, to tell us something about Robin Hood starting now.
Robin Hood and his merry men. What a laugh that sounds. Roaming through...
Clement Floyd challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, you were going so slowly. I'm going to call that hesitation. There is a...
It's fine.
God, you are fickle. You really are.
But no. It must be mayhem in panto season here.
Oh, no, it's
oh, yes, it is.
Clement, yes, I call that hesitation. 14 seconds for you on Robin Hood starting now.
My favourite character in the Robin Hood saga is not Maid Marian, but Friar Tuck, whom I always thought was actually a spoonerism.
Tony... Well... Tony... Tony, you challenged, I think, just in time.
No, well, I'm glad I heard him finish that little bit. No, in fact, I may be wrong, but wasn't it Maid Marian?
Yes, what did he say?
Maid Mary, didn't he?
No, he said Maid Marian.
Oh. Yeah, no. I put it to you that all of you heard something different to me.
Clement Freud, I hope you can continue with in a different vein. And... You have 6 seconds, Robin Hood, starting now.
The Sheriff of Nottingham is an infinitely more significant person than the Mayor of Market Harborough.
So Clement Freud, speaking as the whistle went, has gained that extra point and has increased his lead, and he's surged ahead above the other three. Graham Norton, it's your turn to begin. The subject, oh, how charming, Over the Rainbow. Tell us something about that in this game, starting now.
Well, Judy Garland is famously obsessed by going over the rainbow. I always wondered why. Bluebirds fly there, an irritating little thing. Lemon drops hang over chimney tops. Now, consuming sweets covered in soot can't be good for anyone, particularly a small child. She could choke and drop her dog in a basket. It's also where you'll find an alarming amount of...
Linda, you chant.
Well, I could be wrong.
You were right, Linda, it was hesitation, but the audience were really caught up on his delightful thoughts. But I have to play the rules of Just a Minute, I'm sorry, and I know the audience would... I think mob rule has now finally taken over. No, I'm not going to be intimidated by the mob. I'm going to say I have rules to interpret. I will be a referee and say, yes, Linda, correct challenge, so you have the subject. 34 seconds starting now.
Over the rainbow, I think you would find not those items that Graham has mentioned, but Bungle, Zippy and Geoffrey. They're the ones you find. Zippy with his voice that...
Tony Hawk's challenge.
Repetition of Zippy.
Zippy came in again, yes. So, Tony, you tell us something about Over the Rainbow. 23 seconds starting now.
Somewhere over the rainbow...
Graham Norton has challenged you.
Tony, you know we can't afford that.
agree, Graham. He was going on about performing rights earlier on, and now, yes.
Well, my invoice alone for singing on this show would be very expensive. No, that was going to be my point. I was going to go on to say that, that given that we...
Was that your big number when you were Morris Minor and the Minuets, or whatever they were called?
Morris Minor and the Majors? No, no, it wasn't. It was, cleverly, we did another song that hadn't already been a hit.
Oh, right. Did he get into the charts?
The one we did, yes, it was... please, do you want to talk about my entire CV?
No, but I thought
I
might give
you... I've got two books out at the moment, if you're interested.
No, we were interested in your past, you know.
Oh, OK.
In your pop record days.
Fine.
Graham, you tell us something about Over the Rainbow Again. 20 seconds. They want to hear from Graham on Over the Rainbow. Graham, they want you on Over the Rainbow. 20 seconds, starting now.
Frankly, Nottingham, now I am over the rainbow. It's time to move on. Let's talk about other things. Clouds, sun, hello, trees. The rainbow is vastly overrated. Who can go back to rainbows after witnessing the northern lights? Gosh, they're terrific. See, you really didn't want me to go, but oh, I'm still going. Oh, no, blow it, blow it. I've said that before.
Linda did challenge you with half a second to go. Linda, what was your challenge?
Hesitation.
It was indeed hesitation, yes, I'm afraid. So, Linda, you have half a second on Over the Rainbow starting now.
Over the Rainbow.
You've been challenged. Cameron Freud, you challenged.
Hesitation.
The mob will not take over. It was not hesitation. Another point to Linda, and quarter of a second ago, starting now.
Over the Rainbow is...
So Linda got some points in that round, so has leapt forward and joined Tony Hawks and Graham Norton in second place, behind our leader, who is still Clement Freud. And Clement Freud, your turn to begin. And the subject, mobile phones. 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
It is very difficult to give your mobile telephone number, which now has 11 digits, without repeating one of them, but I will do my very best. It's 07968-5421, and I can't go on, because otherwise there would be the case of repetition and someone would buzz, and it's likely to be Graham Norton, who won a BAFTA award, which I would...
Graham, you challenged.
Repetition of compliment.
Yes, but it was in a different round, you see. So in every round, we could all pay you a compliment and go on.
Did he say something else twice?
What's that?
Did he say something else twice?
No, nothing else twice.
No, no,
no,
he didn't.
He did pay you a compliment twice, but it was the other
round. Oh, that's a deviation. That's what that is. That's deviation.
That's deviation, yes.
Thank you.
We've tantalisingly nearly got Clement's phone number, though, haven't we? And I reckon in 10 goes, I could probably dial it.
Graham.
Yes?
Yes, you're going to have that one. A correct challenge. Mobile phones, 33...
Why is that a correct challenge?
Because he said you were deviating from the subject of mobile phones because you were congratulating him on his BAFTA award.
On my mobile telephone.
I said he was one of the cleverest players of the game. You did not establish that in my mind.
The call as yes.
Right. Graham. 33 seconds, Graham. Tell us something about mobile phones starting now.
Mobile phones are a terrific aid to modern communication. Imagine, dear new friends, how we could establish without the mobile phone to our loved ones that we're on the train. Or that potatoes will be fine, but make rice if that's what you have. It's a super tool. We are now constantly available for all sorts of dreary calls from people we never want to meet.
So Graham Norton has moved back into second place alongside Linda Smith, and Clement Freud is still in a very strong lead. This is going to be the last round, by the way. And Linda, it's your turn to begin. The subject, allergies. Tell us something about allergies in just a minute, starting now.
Allergies. Allergies are very popular these days. In fact, fashionable. In fact, I think they are the new black. I didn't hear him.
I thought there was a repetition of in fact.
There was in fact twice, yes. You have 52 seconds. You tell us something about allergies starting now.
I'm actually allergic to mobile phones. This bloke on the train up was making so many calls, it was just like being in his office. I wouldn't have minded, but he had me doing photocopying, making coffee. Wife's going to Paris next weekend. He wants me to come with him. It's a nightmare. They're all over the place. I know the subject is technically allergies, but I think it's possible to come out in a rash listening to the drivel that these people talk. Anyway.
Linda's challenged.
People. Repetition of people.
Yes, there was too many people there, but you made your point anyway.
Thank you. Yes.
29 seconds. The subject's back with you, Linda. Allergies starting now.
You meet people who have allergies to wheat.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of people.
You did say people before.
But he said that.
He
you
said
did
it,
too.
But you said it when you started.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you for pointing that out to me.
Clement, you have 26 seconds. Allergies starting now.
People do have allergies. An awful lot of them. They go to their doctors, who invariably examine them, having taken their clothes off, and say, your trouble is allergies. Stop eating eggs. Begin consuming rice. Consolidate your menu with a higher starch content than you had previously. And allergies go on and continue.
Graham, you did get in with a quarter of a second to go. What was your challenge?
I think I was wrong.
I know it was.
Yes. Yeah,
so you thought he was going to say on and on.
Yeah,
and
I fooled myself.
So he gets a point for an incorrect challenge, a point for speaking when the whistle should have gone. Let me give you the final situation. Well, it was, it was an amazing situation because Linda Smith, Graham Norton and Tony Hawkes all finished up equal in second place. We're showing appreciation for the value they gave, but now, round of applause, the man who had more points than anybody else, and our winner this week, Clement Freud. So, it only remains for me to say thank you to our four intrepid players of the game, Graham Norton, Clement Freud, Linda Smith, and Tony Hawkes. Also thank Janet Staplehurst for helping with the score, blowing her whistle so delicately. We thank our producer, the delightful Claire Jones, for producing the show with such elegance. And also we thank this audience here at the Theatre Royal in Nottingham for the way they've egged us on our way. And we are deeply indebted to the man who originally created this game, that is Ian Messiter. So from me, Nicholas Parsons, and from all the players here, goodbye. I hope you've enjoyed it. Tune in the next time we take to the air to play Just a Minute.